obviously quite an unusual match. Can you talk us through the ebbs and flows a little bit?
Well, that's tennis, no? Ups and downs, and it's very rare for a match to be straightforward, but that's tennis. Started really well, so I was always aware that, you know, you're not going to win every game match, so the first game of second set was quite key for him, especially serving first, to, I guess, get on the board and also have that sort of lead, you know, if it's 1-love, 1-all, 2-1. So when he broke for 2-love and 3-love, it obviously changes the way the match went, but that's the way it went, and it's all about problem fixing during the match. And it was good, I guess, after the second that, what was it, 6-2 and then 6-3 after that. So to close it out after that was nice from my point of view.
How much of a distraction was the cut on your finger? And
Well, it was just a cut that I wanted to make sure it wasn't splitting when I was playing the match. So, I mean, once I got it taped, it was okay.
Yeah, I was just going to ask a similar question. How did you actually get the cut?
I'm not sure. It just happened somewhere, and it just started splitting a bit more during the match.
Because I think somebody said it was like a paper, sounded like you'd done it opening an envelope or something.
I don't know.
Or can it just be wear and tear?
It's just a paper
cracking.
Cut. It's just a paper cut, and just obviously playing tennis, it starts to split open a bit more. I just wanted to get it taped. Nothing more than that.
Cal, you must be feeling pretty confident right now. Do you feel differently at Roland Garros this year than you did last year? And if so, why?
More just that I've had another year's experience. You get a little bit more confident. Years more experience on the tour, playing all the top tournaments. You get a little bit more comfortable with your surroundings. I guess a little bit smarter on court. You learn more about yourself off the court and on the court, I guess, as well. But it's a constant learning. It's now I don't know actually how many times I've been here with the juniors as well. So you get used to the environment as well. And it's good that I won today, and I'm just happy to get through, really. And very different match in terms of the Alex match, but every match is different. You sort of know that, and you have to get on with it, you know, with what you have on that day. So today, after losing the second, it's good that I sort of, refocused regained my form.
Kyle, you've got Fabio Fognini next, who can be quite unpredictable. Just some thoughts on that matchup.
Yeah, I've not played him before. He's probably as strong as surface as clay. It will be a very tough match for sure. He plays very well on this surface. He's had some really good results on this surface. He's obviously beat Rafa, I think, a few times. So he knows his way around the clay court. I remember sort of watching that match in Naples when he played Andy. So he's very good, very smart on the court. I think in terms of the matchup, I'll speak to my coach probably tomorrow about maybe what I need to try and do. But it's always sort of the same thing with me. I try and focus on getting my game out on court first, because that gives me a good chance. And then certain tactics or plays, you look out for when you're playing the particular opponent, whoever that is.
I think, Kyle, this is the third Grand Slam tournament in a row when you're the last British singles player left in. Does that make any difference at all to you, or do you just focus entirely on what you're doing?
Yeah, you just focus on what you're doing, really, and it doesn't change your way of thinking or anything if you're the last or the first to go out or whatever. You're just focusing on your job at hand. And getting on with it, really. So yeah, it's just the way it goes. And you know, the unfortunate nature of British tennis is there's always a few of you guys, there's not a whole lot. So you know, at some points people go out and you stay in, and it's been like that. I've probably been the first to go out of the Brits before, and someone else has been on their own. And obviously, in Australia and here, I guess I've been the last one to play.
Carl, you've told us you've found a way to deal with the blips and the setback and bounce back and find a way to win. When those blips occur, what do you do in between sets? Do you actually sit down and actually think of certain things that you want to approach the game with differently for the next set, or is it just a change of mindset?
Yeah, there's definitely a short, obviously, period where you analyse and you think of what's going on, like you reset stuff, or when you come out for that first game, you concentrate on certain things that you want to put right. But you're constantly doing that anyway. During the match, just that set is on paper, it's a fresh start. But during the set, obviously towards the end of the second set, you're already thinking about why is this turned? Why is it from being 6-love up, then you're 5-love down, I think, or 5-1 or whatever. So you're constantly doing that. But it's for the end of the second, I just knew I had to sort of hold that first game, because losing set 6-1, then getting broke at the start of third is not good in terms of momentum. It's firm on his side, but it was good to hold. And it was almost what happened in the third set was what happened for him in the second, in terms of me going 3-love up.
Hi. You said already something about Fognini. What do you remember exactly about him when you saw him playing, I think, versus Murray, maybe in Davis Cup in Naples? And then... do you know that he has? He's quite a temperamental player. Does it make any difference to you? I mean, you have to be more concentrated on what you do, and without getting distracted if he complains for something or so. Mm. And is that a worry or not a worry, and so on?
Yeah, obviously. Well, you just know what he's like from watching matches, and you know he's an emotional type of player. That's just the way he is as a personality. But, you know, the tour is aware of all players and what their, attitudes are like, or the way they go about things. So that's the way he operates. But that doesn't, you know, necessarily make a difference in terms of your thought process. You still got to go in there and do your thing. So in terms of his game style, he's very happy with the ball in, likes to build points. He plays a very, what I'd say, clay court game, likes to have time behind the baseline, doesn't hug it too much, but he plays with lots of shape and spin, and then when the ball's short, he moves up and I think has pretty easy power on the clay. So, yeah, it would be one of them where you do problem-solving on the court. So when you get on the court, you always learn from there. It's different watching video. You can only really get a proper sense until you step on the court and see him play. So I think that would be probably similar for both of us. But, he's a good player anyway, coming on the clay court. So you just got to be ready to go, really, and give it your best.